Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we are completing the beautiful Simon Shin Tzadi Zayin, and we will start Shin Tzadi Ches. So we begin the very top words, very top line, Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, if a person, Mishayu Lo Peros, Mufkadim Be'ir Acheres, Reuven lives in town A, and his fruits are in town B, Ir Acheres. It's outside the tchum of town A. So you could connect to it by making a focal point in between town A and town B that could reach both town A and town B. So the people in town B have made an Eruv that they're allowed to go and travel from town B into town A. Are they allowed to bring Reuven, the person who lives in town A, who did not make an Eruv tchum into town B, his fruits? Reuven owns those fruits from town B. Can they carry them? They're allowed to go from town B to town A. Can they bring his items on Yontif? So there's no problem with carrying. There's only problem with tchum of walking. So they can go from B to A. Are they allowed to bring Reuven's fruits that are in B to A? Reuven cannot go to B himself. So the halach is lo yaviu lo mi peirosov. They're not allowed to bring Reuven his fruits from town B. She peirosov kamo, because his peirots are under his tchum, and those peros are outside its tchum, and the halacha is, when something is outside your tchum, you're not allowed to move it dalet amos. Therefore, the halacha is, in this situation, that you're not allowed to go and bring the fruits of Reuven that are in town B into town A, which is outside Reuven's tchum, outside the tchum of town A. But under what circumstances is it then applied? The medvar mamurim, where do we state this? It's only kishiyiched lohem keren zobis. It's only when Reuven was given permission to put his fruits into somebody's house in town B, but that person has taken no obligations or achrayis or shmira responsibility for those fruits. He says, sure, you can put them over here, but if they get lost, it's your problem. In that situation, they're still considered as belonging to Reuven, and they're outside Reuven's tchum, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go and bring them from town B into town A because they're outside Reuven's tchum. However, aval im lo yiched lohem, if he did not in fact have a separate place for them, and those people, in other words, are going to be responsible for them, so the people in town B are allowed to move it because it's within their tchum and it's their responsibility. In that situation, harehem karagle zeh sheim mufkadim etzlo. So the people in town B can move them anywhere they want within their tchum, and if their tchum reaches into some of the area where Reuven can go, so then they would be allowed to bring the fruits from town B as long as it stays within the tchum of the town B person, so they could bring it to Reuven in town A in this situation. Now, I know that's a mouthful. I said a lot. I hope it was clear. We'll see inside the Mishnah Berurah and go over some of these points. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem tells us that in the first scenario, we spoke about that Reuven has his fruits in a designated place in town B, so then if town B is outside its tchum, you can't bring the fruits from town B that are Reuven's to Reuven in town A. Because Vahrehu lo hiniach Erev, the Mishnah Berurah states, he did not make an Erev, so therefore the fruits are outside his Erev tchumim, and he can't go and bring them, even if somebody else has the right to go and bring them based upon that other person's tchum. The issue footnote number 33 has an interesting scenario. Rachmana Litzlan, if a person is a goses, and it's been 3 days since he's been considered a goses. A goses is by definition somebody, it's very hard to tell who actually is a goses, but if you have determined somebody's a goses, we say rov gosesim lemi, so the vast majority of people who are in this nebuch, heaven forbid, state of being almost dead, so they will die within 3 days, within 72 hours. So if this person who owned this property, let's say Reuven, was a goses, and it was a goses for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now on Shabbos, the Tosefes Shabbos brings down that since he's meches kasmeis, so the fruits of Reuven are considered already belonging in the possession of his yorshim. So if there were yorshim in town B, so then they would be able to move those fruits. The issue footnote number 34 brings down a machlokis from later on in the Bir Halacha, regarding a person who has his home city A, but he himself now has gone to B. What's the status of all of his items in city A? They're outside his physical tchum where he is in city B. Are those items not allowed to be moved even dalet amos because they're considered outside his tchum, and something outside your tchum is not allowed to be moved dalet amos? So he brings down a machlokis over here that there are rishonim that say, yes, you have the entire city still to move them, or no, you cannot move them even dalet amos. He then brings down achronim, Ayin Shom, and the rest of this footnote for what the halacha lemaisa would be according to these various opinions. Sivkot and Memalef, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a situation where you just put your items, Reuven put his items in somebody's house in town B, He was given permission to go and put items in somebody's house. The person said, my house is in front of you. You can put your fruits in my yard, in my house. However, but the guy in town B is not taking any responsibility to watch those fruits. So therefore, they're really still in Reuven's possession. Therefore, they are halachically in Reuven's possession. And this would be true in any case where there's no responsibility for the person in town B to have any requirement to watch those items. He's not even a shomer chinam on those items. He said, you want to put them here, that's fine, but I ain't watching them. So in these situations where there's no responsibility on the part of the person in town B, and these dinims of when there would be a requirement, talks about when there would be, when there not be any responsibility. So in a scenario where there is no responsibility, they definitely belong to Reuven still in town A, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be moved by the people in town B, even if the people in town B are allowed to come to town A. Sivkot Membeis, the Mishpura says that in a situation where you did not, lo yichel lahem, elo kiblon, tachas rishuso, ubeach riuso, kaime. Not that he said you can just put it over here. He says, sure, put it over here. I'll watch it for you. Here's a safe place. I'll take care of it for you. Then, lefikoch harihim karaglav. In that situation, they are halachically within the domain, within the tchum of the person in town B. And if he's able to go to town A because he made an eruv of tchum that allows him to travel there, he could bring the fruits with him. And as long as they stay within the town B person's tchum, then if Reuven can reach it and they overlap a little bit, then it's not a problem. Reuven would be able to have his fruits. And the Mishbur continues on this theme in Sivkot Mem Gimel. He says, Lufiza, based upon this, Imheim lo ervu, if the people in town B did not make an erev to get to town B, also lo lahavi unit's lo, then he wouldn't be allowed to go and have the fruits taken from town B to town A, afilu kisha erev, even if Reuven made a erev, and he can go to town B, he would not be allowed to go take his fruits from town B outside the area of the tchum of the town B person that's watching his fruits. Because this is all true, kishiniach peros bistam. That's when he left the peros there just without specifically stating that he intended to come and get them on Yontif. And only afterwards, v'achekach nimlach li tol mehem b'yontif, he changed his mind and said, you know what, I'd like to have my fruits. However, avalim hoyo hadover omed li tol mehem b'yontif, if he was telling the guy, listen, you're watching my fruits, I appreciate it, but I'm going to come to Yontif morning and take them, so then heim b'rishus ba'alein b'cholofen, then they are within Reuven's tchum. If Reuven can go there, they would be allowed to be taken by Reuven. We don't say just because the guy was watching them that they belong in the town B person who's watching them's rishus, but no, Reuven said, I'm going to come and get them, so they still belong in Reuven's rishus in that scenario. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Misha Zimin Etzlo Orchem B'Yontif, if a person invites over guests to his house on Yontif, what is the din if he has a different tchum than the guests that are coming here? So they're given food, and they have leftovers, they take home a doggy bag, so are they allowed to take it back all the way to their house? So the answer is no. Lo yolichu biyoda monos lamokum she'ein bal hasuda yoho lelechbo. If the tchum of the one who invited them is different than the tchum of the guests, so the guests are only allowed to bring the food back in a doggy bag to any place where the person who invited them, the house owner, where he is allowed to go, that's where the food is allowed to go because it's his food. It can't go beyond his tchum. So if they made their own erev tchumim to go back to their house and it's more than the tchum of the owner of the house, so then they cannot bring their doggy bag with them. Unless Elo Imkein Zikol Hem the Erev Yontif, Aide Acher B'Menotz Elo. Unless the owner said, I'm being mezaka this to my guests, and they can take it wherever they want. And he did a Zikoy with somebody else, so somebody else acquired it, so to say, Erev Yontif for those guests. So there were Lachmanios, he had the rolls over there. And he said, these rolls will belong to Yanko from the other town. If he doesn't finish them off, he can take them back to his town. Only in that situation would Yanko be able to bring them back to his house beyond the trum of the owner of the house. Mishbur explains this further in Sifkot Mem Dalid, Hu Adin, the same Allah applies, Im Hizminom Mibod Yom. If he invited them before Yontif, so it's not that he invited them Yontif, even if he invited them on Erev Yontif, kol shlo zikolahem, unless he made an actual acquisition for them by being mezakeh to them via somebody else, they remain hareihem birshus bal hasuda. They belong to the person who made the suda over here, the owner of the house. And we do not say that it belongs to the guests. The issue footnote number 36 will contrast this with the case of somebody who borrows something on Erev Yontif but didn't make an acquisition, or somebody who gave to his shepherd on Erev Yontif and didn't make yet an acquisition. In those situations, you in fact are allowed to go and follow the tchum of the borrower or of the shepherd. Why is that different? So let's look at it right now. He says in that situation, they have actually halachically acquired it because they were specifically asked about it, or they were regularly given to that shepherd. So therefore, in those situations, we say, as long as this was done Erev Yontif, the she'ela, or the planning on giving it to the shepherd, so then it was done Erev Yontif, so then the shepherd or the person who's borrowing it have acquired it. But here, you don't know which pieces of food you're going to have. You didn't make any special relationship or deal with the owner. If there's leftovers, I'm going to take them back home. So therefore, they still remain in the rishus of the Baal HaSuda. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says that in this situation, Shekonu Shvisa Etzlo, the food has remained within the rishus of the Baal HaSuda, and as the Mechaber finished, Uki the Messiah, Elo Im Kein Zika V'chule, unless they specifically did countermand this assumption by saying you can have these lachmanios, you can have these leftovers. Unless they did that, it remains in the Rishos of the Baal HaSuda. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Sadi Zayin. And now we begin Shin Sadi Ches, which deals with how do we determine where the Dalet Amos of a city or of an area ends. We have learned previously that an entire city is considered like the Dalet Amos. We don't say that you are Dalet Amos and then you have 2,000 Amos from where you are in a big city. Or in a small city. We don't say that. We say that the city itself is considered like your Dalet Amos. So what are the rules of this? So the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph, and he tells us, when somebody is going to calculate his own 2,000 Amos Tchum, Habo Limdod Alpayim Amos Shel Tchum O'ir. So he's doing this, he lives in a city, and he wants to go and calculate the 2,000 Amos outside the city. So how do you define outside the city versus still in the city? How do you define where you start the 2,000 Amos from, of your Tchum, as opposed to what is still considered within the city and is within the, quote, Dalet Amos of that person? You haven't yet started your 2,000 Amos of Tchum. So the Mechaber tells us, Im hoysoir aricha vikatina, if the city is a rectangle, that's called long and short. In other words, you have a long axis and a shorter axis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Pirush She'ein Roch Bo Kyarka, the length and the width aren't the same size. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 1. You look at that rectangle, so that's the length and the width are different sizes. It's not a square, it's a rectangle, but it is a rectangle. So in this situation, the Tchum begins from any point in the city. You go north, south, east, and west, 2,000 Amos, and that determines the Tchum of the city. But every place within the rectangle is considered Dalet Amos. Alternatively, Oshoysa Mirubas, it's a perfect square. However, Velo L'Ribua Olam, the square is not oriented in the directions of the world, as you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 2. So due north is at a diagonal point, so to say, of the square city, as you can see in the diagram. So it's not oriented in the box that's around the city. It's oriented in a diamond shape, so to say, with the point towards the top, and the side is in between the two orientations of Tzofon and Marav, etc. So this is called Velo L'Ribua HaOlam. The Mishnah Berurah explains this as if Katan Beis Hainu She'ein Omedes Tzfona L'Tzfon HaOlam. The due north of the city is not due north over here of the world. U'Droma L'Droma HaOlam, and the due south is not directly south of the world. Elo Balachson. It's on a diagonal. Again, it's a diamond shape. The square is oriented in the diamond shape rather than in being oriented in a square like you see in the box around the city. In both of these situations, Hoel, v'yesh lo arba zovios, here you have four corners. It's either a rectangle or a square. The orientation makes no difference. It's a perfect rectangle or a square. The zovios are shavos. You have four corners over here. Menichin oso kimos shehi. You view the city exactly as it is. Umodid in law alpayim amo l'chol ruach me'arba ruchosel. And you go 2,000 amos to the north, 2,000 amos to the south, 2,000 amos to the east, and 2,000 amos to the west, and that is the tchum of the city. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Gimel, arba zovios shavos, as opposed to lafuke kishi ruachva mitzad echad uktsara mitzad acher. As opposed to something that is in the shape of a rhombus. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 18, where you have the sides that are opposite each other, not of the same length. That's a rhombus. And in this situation, ein zeh zovios shavos ve'ein zeh ribua. So you don't have the four right angle corners over here, and it's not in the form of a square or a rectangle. So in that situation, umirabin osa, we draw a square or a rectangle around the jutting out points of the city, the furthest northern point, the furthest southern point, the furthest eastern point, the furthest western point, and you basically square off the city that's not in a square or rectangular shape, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in an upcoming Shir, Kimavur, Besif Dalet. So in this situation where we have the rectangle or the square, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber says, Sivkot and Dalet, Hainu, Baricha V'Ketina, if you're talking about a rectangle, so Ein Mosifin Al-Roch Bo Liashros L'Orko, don't think you have to make it into a square. You leave the rectangle as it is, and you go 2,000 Amos in all directions, due north, south, east, and west. And that determines the Tchum of the city. And again, as we pointed out previously, we'll learn this in this Simon as well, you gain the diagonal. So it's 2,000 Amos, but it's really going to be 2,000 Amos times the square root of 2, on the diagonal, which will be roughly 2,800 amos. And you can see an illustration of this in Dershu footnote number 5. When you're dealing with a circular city, you see the extra part in the corners that you gain over here. It's a different situation. We'll talk about that at Mir Tzim tomorrow. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'chein kisha'ena merubas l'ribu olam. Even in the Dershu diagram number 2 situation, where the orientation of the city is a diamond, so to say, shape, as opposed to the square being oriented exactly to the north, south, east, west orientation of the world. In this situation as well, ein mosifin ole el rabeo sobi ribu olam kamo b'sif kimo. We don't draw a square around this diamond shape that you see in Dershu footnote number 2. We don't do that. And you do not have anything additional other than the square of the city and then 2,000 amas out in each direction. With that, we conclude today's shir.